No coverage of foreign affairs would be complete without checking in with our own international bureau, the man who can imitate any foreign accent in a way that perfectly inspires the rage of people actually from those places, Mr. Maz Jobrani.
Your next story of what got hot during this last year comes from Maz Jobrani.
First, there was MySpace, then came Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. It seems every day there's a new social website for kids to keep up with. How is a teen to manage it all? Easy, by multitasking. Vilemandar Patel, a web designer in Silicon Valley, has come up with the latest website, FootFoot, which allows kids to social media with their feet while they're using their hands to text, Instagram, or tweet on another phone. My daughter was confused. Dad, she said, should I close my Twitter account now that I spend most of my time on Vine? What about Instagram? It's too much to do. And so I developed FootFoot, which allows my little angel to update all of her sites with her feet while she's using her hands to text or maybe even eat her dinner for once. Patel was quoted as saying, if your feet aren't enough, I am working on a new site that allows you to update your status with other body parts. I'm calling it FaceBot.
Let me just say, Maz, that I know now from long experience that there's nothing our listeners appreciate more and write in to let us know how much they appreciate than your ethnic accents.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm anticipating a wave of real enthusiasm for that.
Yeah. I toned the accent down intentionally. I'm actually married to an Indian woman, so if
that's not going to help any of us, Maz. Kiri, later this year, the Italian Space Agency will launch its Futura mission. And to prepare for the arrival of Italian astronauts, the International Space Station announced it will do what?
Send up a shipment of garlic?
No. They're installing something on the space station for the Italians' comfort and enjoyment.
Decent coffee maker?
Exactly, an espresso machine.
Yeah, right.
The Americans and Russians might be content, you know, with weak coffee from the space Dunkin' Donuts, but not the Italians. The Italian coffee company Lavazza has designed the world's first space espresso machine. They called it the Espresso Machine, ISS, International Space Station. Yeah, thank
Very
you.
Clever.
Thank you, Italy. Seems excessive, but keep in mind, the Americans make water up there by recycling their own urine. The Italians were like, yeah, we'll make our own coffee, thanks. Americans like, no, I'll operate it. I had a big Gatorade this morning. I'm ready to do a latte. Let's go.
I wonder, they must have like the nicest space suits, because I know that Alitalia...
They're fitted.
Yeah, the suits are designed by Armani on Alitalia, it's true. And so I wonder if they have like, hey, ciao, bello.
Oh, yeah. The drape on the space suit, it's very nice.
This helmet is a little too big. Get it big, a little smaller. I want to... feeling good. I don't know how to fly this thing, but I look good.
Your next story of fish terrorizing landlubbers comes from Maz Jobrani.
Just when you thought it was safe to pump some gas, along comes the shark bandit. This sharp-toothed robber has been victimizing gas stations in and around the Seattle area for weeks. Disguised as a shark, this suspect approaches gas station attendants and robs them at teeth point. His sidekick is a mermaid. Ahmad Abdullah Rahim of the Main Street Shell Station was quoted as saying, I look outside and I think, why is there a shark at pump number 8?
Hold on, Maz. I just want to interrupt. Could you tell the listening audience where you're from originally?
I'm from Iran.
Thank you. Go on.
But that's a Jordanian accent, so Jordanians, write in. Then I look again, and I see there is also a mermaid. Before I know it, they're inside. The shark tell me to give him all my money and some beef jerky, or he will bite me. Their getaways have been a bit slow, given the mermaid's difficulty in running with a tail. Abdullah Rahim explains, after I give them the money, I see them run for their car. The shark was fast. The mermaid, she just waddles. But she looked good. Police are still searching.
Look, a Pizza Hut in Australia pushed the art of marketing one step further than it's ever been pushed before when they offered customers a free what if they bought 10 pizzas?
a date with Paul Hogan. Crocodile Dundee.
No.
My Australia references are a bit dated.
Yes.
Hope you'll all forgive me.
No shame in that.
Can I have a...
That's not a knife. This is a knife. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
How about, let's see, can I get a hint?
Yeah. The little exercise wheel costs extra.
They gave you a pet hamster?
Yes, a hamster.
Or...
a gerbil, or maybe a lizard, or a snake. It all depends on what you like on your pizza. The store said that with the purchase of 10 pizzas, customers would get, quote, one small pet, unquote, from a nearby pet store. They were obviously trying to reach the demographic of people who are really, really hungry and want to hunt their dessert. The offer was met with outrage by local animal activists, and the restaurant soon apologized and canceled the promotion. The animal activists thought they had scored a victory, but when the next pizza they ordered had really tiny pepperoni.
That's got to be someone at the marketing meeting, going, McDonald's gives the little toys and the boats and the toys. We should give them something a little more lively. Like, just give them a little more. Let's go. And someone's like, how about a crocodile? That's too much. A little less.
I don't care what you say, Maz. Yeah. I just want you to keep talking in your Australian accent. Please continue.
Very realistic.
The way you... It's very easy. You just channel pirate. And... and then you do a bad Australian accent.
Really? That's the secret?
How about a little hamster?